AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran is describing the new U.S. sanctions as outrageous and idiotic, and saying it spells the permanent closure for diplomacy between the two nations. National Security Advisor John Bolton says diplomacy is still possible.
All that Iran needs to do is to walk through that open door.
In Israel, Bolton says the steps needed to be taken are...
They should give up their pursuit of deliverable nuclear weapons. They should make that strategic decision. They haven't done it yet. All these subsidiary steps that they take simply make it more difficult for the rest of the world to trust them.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani described the White House as afflicted by mental retardation. The White House is threatening to veto a $4.5 billion bill in the House aimed at improving the treatment of migrant families detained after crossing the southern border. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar says more resources are needed. Shelters for children are full.
What happens is they get backed up there at the Department of Homeland Security's facilities because I can't put someone in a bed that does not exist in our shelters.
The government has removed most of the children from a remote border patrol station in Texas, following reports more than 300 children were detained there, caring for each other with inadequate food, water, and sanitation. People around Cape Canaveral in Florida did not get a lot of sleep overnight.
2+25 seconds into flight under the thrust of over 5 million pounds, Falcon Heavy is headed to space.
SpaceX launched its heftiest rocket with 24 research satellites. It's the third flight of a Falcon Heavy rocket, but the first ordered by the military. The state of Alabama is asking a federal appeals court to toss a lawsuit accusing lawmakers of racial discrimination for blocking minimum wage increase in the majority black Birmingham. Fast food workers and civil rights groups sued after the city council nullified the increase. This is AP Radio News. Robert Mueller's report is being portrayed on stage at an altar of New York's Riverside Church.
President Trump attempted to curtail the special counsel investigation.
Don't want to read the 400-page-plus Mueller report? How about a listen to it? Some A-list actors have done a live reading of the special counsel's report into Russian interference in the 2016 presidential election. Among those taking part, John Lithgow, who read the role of President Donald Trump. Others sharing in the reading include Kevin Kline, Joel Gray, Jason Alexander, and Alfre Woodard. Those behind the effort say there is more than just entertainment involved. Lawwork says it wants to educate people about the legal system, including the role of the special counsel's office. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Jeopardy champion and professional sports gambler James Holzhauer finished out of the money in his debut at the World Series of Poker. Holzhauer finished in 454th place among more than 1,800 in a no-limits hold'em event. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.